In 1844, Benjamin Franklin White, a singing school teacher living in Harris County, Georgia, published The Sacred Harp. This book of Old Baptist religious folk song was to become the most popular and long-lasting of the American shape note songsters. The Sacred Harp is written in the ancient Fa Sol La musical system. This scale, used in Old English music and carried to America by British settlers, has only four notes, Fa, So, La, and Mi. An American invention was the use of shapes to identify each of the four notes. This visual aid was used in American singing schools to make the learning and teaching of music easier. First, the song is lined out using the notes, then words are added on the second round. The Sacred Harp became the official songbook of many Southern musical conventions and spread from Tennessee to Florida, Georgia to Texas. After the turn of the century, shape note, or fa sol la singing, began to decline. However, in the Southeast United States, the Sacred Harp has enjoyed a continuous popularity. The Sacred Harp has undergone many revisions since its beginnings. The Cooper Revision of 1902 is the most popular book in Florida and is used in many Sacred Harp sings today.
This is Bethlehem Primitive Baptist Church. Sacred Harp singers would meet at people's houses and sing, and then later they used to meet at an old schoolhouse, which was called Johnson School, and was located on what is now Highway 674. But it disbanded, and it was reorganized here at this church, the best that we can find out, on the fifth Sunday in May in 1924.
Oh.
founders and the originators mostly of this was the Allbritton family. Perry Allbritton was the leader at the very dawn of my memory, which I'm 55. And then my grandfather, who was Jesse Arthur Allbritton, took it until he died. Now, my grandfather was born in Florida, right here in just a mile of this church, and had a place that joined this property and lived here all of his life. But they had it with him. I have seen some of the old books that his sisters had and also his brothers had, which only had the three lines. It didn't have alto. And we have some of those books, and I remember one in particular was my one of his sister's books that is still around today. But it had three lines, and it was a small book. But they brought it with them when they came down from Georgia back around Civil War. Book, there are four shapes. Fa, sol, la, mi. The fa is triangular and the la is square. The mi is diamond shaped and the sol is a zero, a note. And that's only four shapes in Sacred Harp music. And they're called, the notes are called by the shape of the note rather than where it is located on the staff, because you don't have to know very much music to be able to sing. That's the main reason that I can figure out, anyway, is that it's easy to sing just because you call the note by the shape of it. Been a fifth Sunday in all these years but what a group met here and sang, even during the war when people could hardly travel. They still met here at Bethlehem and sang the old Sacred Harp songs from the Cooper book.
Oh.
thought for a while it was about gone, but as you see now, it's growing back again, and we hope it just continues on and on and on. As long as I can have anything to do with it, we will keep going.
Amen.